Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Jessica Eves Matthews. Join me for Foundations of Business Brilliance right here on EPN.
Stay on the gas. To not get caught up in the minutiae of other stuff, other people's stuff. To stay focused on the things that matter the most. Dude, what the... I mean, when I hear stuff from some people, honestly, you guys, you know, and only those of you that need to hear part of this part of the message are going to hear it, but, you know, some people just totally fool themselves, get themselves into thinking that they're working, that they're really working their business. And when we do a reality check, it's like, really? That's really all you're doing?
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
Eric Dye here with a small cup of business etiquette for you here on this Tuesday evening on EPN, the ePodcast Network, touching base on business communication and etiquette. Now, I could be wrong, but it certainly seems that social media communication is quickly replacing the way we used to communicate online, using the old-fashioned way, emailing. And that even sounds funny, doesn't it? And with that being the case, most people have mobile devices that pick up all messages instantly and conveniently. Now, we even see their live updates in social media venues taking place, so we know they are there, and that's probably near 100% of the time. Now, tell me, if you know, and I know, and they know, that message and or email has arrived, you know they have seen it, they've read it, don't you think it's correct business etiquette to respond at least within 48 hours? Now, you have put yourself out there online publicly, so part of the game is to be polite and use proper etiquette, or it could come back to haunt you. As they say, what comes around goes around. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So use proper etiquette in your business communication, and you will be more apt to accomplish successful results. And that's your cup of business etiquette on this Tuesday. Until next time, Eric Dye.
I believe most images and mindsets that we've perpetuated to describe marketing are simply counterproductive, especially in today's social media culture. Take, for instance, guerrilla marketing. It's like the whole idea that business is this battle that we're fighting, something we're doing to our competitors. It's all very militaristic and adversarial. Even one of my favorite authors, Seth Godin, wrote a book titled Tribes, a book that I agree with almost in its entirety. Except, of course, for its title. Why? Because I don't think it fits today's culture. People in tribes most often fight against other tribes. And certainly there's no ability for someone to be in multiple tribes or to go back and forth between them. Yet we no longer live in a tribal society where people are exclusive followers of single brands or experts.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
Amber MacArthur, join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.